Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Time, sir, for Miami. We've heard that one before. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Granted, the NCAA has a lot less credibility than when it investigated UNC for impermissible benefits in 2010 and 11, resulting in Carolina's three-year probation and one-year bowl ban. But if Miami President Donna Shalala thinks she is going to get her school off with the self-imposed bowl and scholarship sanctions she has already levied against the Hurricanes football program, she's whistling past the graveyard. You know the old time serve promise that Butch Davis and his minions were preaching to recruits and boosters. The NCAA made mistakes in its probe of Miami and has fired investigative supervisors and field people. But after conducting the probe for more than 2 years and having imprisoned felon Nevin Shapiro as its key witness, the NCAA will hardly say, okay, we're even. Not a chance for its own sake. First of all, the violations are so deep and widespread that there was talk of Miami receiving the death penalty at one point. Whatever the U gets might be less than if a so-called 20% of the investigation had not been tainted by the NCAA paying lawyers for information from subpoenaed witnesses. But by whatever other method, you know it has plenty more in terms of illegal benefits Hurricanes players received all the way back to Vince Wilfork in 2002. That's hardly a tit-for-tat and we're even scenario. Besides, it would overturn an almost 100% precedent that whatever penalties a school imposes, major violations draw further punishment from the NCAA. UNC offered to suspend 17 athletes, vacate victories, pay a fine, reduce scholarships, and go on probation for 2 years. The NCAA came back with all that, plus a bigger fine, more scholarship losses, 3 years probation, and a one-year bowl ban. Donna Shalala can fight all she wants, but the NCAA must keep its power to remain relevant, or college football and basketball will really be the Wild West out there. Will the sanctions be softened somewhat by the botched investigation? Probably. But Miami is going to get time served just as surely as Carolina did. This is Archansky. See ya.